Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 518. Rav Tversky yesterday in his book mentioned the importance of cleanliness and we're going to talk and personal hygiene, which is a big factor in the respect between a husband and a wife. And it's very easy for some personalities to let go of it. So we're going to talk about it. If someone is not careful with these things, it becomes repulsive to the other person. It lacks good manners. It lacks politeness. Especially in the bedroom, in that area of life, in the privacy of their bedroom and how they relate to each other there. It's a sacred space and they need special care and health in the relationship there, whether in those nights where they are physically intimate and even when they're not. And the repulsive behaviors that happen sometimes is generally nagging, criticizing, trying to compare even internally your wife or husband to other people, criticizing what they wear. Very often women are very sensitive, especially after a baby. There's a body dissociation. It's very hard for a mother to feel as a mother and sexual. Sometimes they're very exhausted. They're both exhausted. You can encourage each other to, after a baby, to reestablish that intimate connection and dressing nicer and so on and so forth. But it needs to be with love and attention. And not bringing the phone into the bedroom, shutting the phone. When you go to the bathroom, close the door. Some people just, from what I understand, just go. They leave it open. They're not careful in those areas. Because they're so have that comfort level that they lose their certain sense of their own private selves. And when you go to the bathroom, you close the door, no matter how close you are and you say we're the same and what's the big deal, it is a big deal. You keep that dignity. You don't want to see the other one in such a position. And that maintenance of privacy adds respect. You stay refined. You go into the bedroom, you don't vent about problems of the day. You don't throw in topics all of a sudden of things that are bothering you in that time. You're basically blindsiding the other person. In the bedroom, it's time to put aside everything and to feel close and loved, not feel unhappy. And the idea of the hygiene that Rabbi Tversky mentioned yesterday of showering, brushing teeth, grooming the hair, smelling good, all of these things are very, very important. You know, you typically talk about it when we're talking about the woman, but applies to the man also. He needs to be clean and representable and bakavadik. And when you don't take care of yourself, what you're really saying is not just that you don't matter, you're saying that they don't matter. So we decided to just mention that in passing, that all of these things are not small things. They're very, very important. But the Iker, what we were talking about, was the concept of criticism. And when two people live in an intimate relationship, it could be helpful if they provide constructive criticism, but it needs to be done with a sensitivity, with a great care and love. And if you do that, it won't be taken as an insult. So here's, an example. Yaakov's younger brothers became engaged, and the family celebrated at the parents' home. Leah, Yaakov's wife, gladly extended herself and actually did most of the preparation. Several days later, in a non-confrontational tone of voice, Leah said to Yaakov, "I was hoping you'd say something like, 'Honey, what you did was wonderful. I really appreciate you putting yourself out to make the party. I guess I just wanted to know that I'm not taken for granted.'" She said this in a very calm, non-confrontational way, just to express that she was hurt by not being appreciated. And the fact is that Yaakov did appreciate her efforts, but he didn't express his appreciation. Men have this problem of expressing, of copying those things, and they have to learn how to be more attuned to it. We have to think about ourselves, how good we feel when our efforts are recognized. And so therefore we should think, what can I do to make them be happier? Everyone needs positive strokes. Everyone needs chizik. And we look forward for times that we that we acknowledge appreciation. So her comment here that we just described was constructive criticism. And when you accept such criticism, it promotes one's character refinement. And Yaakov was smart enough not to react wrongly. He realized, you know, she's right. I should have thanked her more. I should have expressed appreciation more. And if he would have reacted wrongly, gotten defensive and lashed out at her and spiraled down, that would have been the wrong decision. That would have been like taking steps backwards. But the key really is, though, in order to do this, never criticize when you're angry. When you're angry, it's going to be interpreted as an attack. And the other party will be prone to become defensive. So you have to wait for your anger to go down to make sure you're not angry anymore. And basically, in your mind, before you say something, to differentiate between constructive and non-constructive criticism. Are you willing to help the person correct their behavior that you're criticizing? Right? If you're pointing it out because you're sincere in desiring the person to be better and to thrive, that will be helpful. But if you just criticize and you walk away and you just, bam, bam, just hit them with it and then just pull away, that is very destructive and unhealthy. You see, Adam Arishan, he talks about Adam Arishan and Chava convinced him to eat from the Eitz Hadas or fooled him with it, and he got a klola from it. And after hearing those harsh words, this was an assignment for Adam, and most Mefarshim say that he didn't go and yell at her or angrily berate her for enticing him to sin. But it says immediately after the chait, he called her Chava, ki hi yoisa ein kol chai. We talked about this in the past, more bariches, but in short, basically, Adam said something positive towards her. She was the mother of mankind. So his first reaction was not to place blame on her, but to give her a compliment. And you can learn from that. It is true that through this, Adam was condemned to a life of toil, but not allowing the self-pity to extinguish the warm feelings that he had towards her, or to create an argument or create a something like that. But instead, the idea is, Ein kol chai. Ein kol chai. You see that when all animals were paired, Adam said to Hashem, this is from the Medrash, everyone has a mate, but I don't have any. So Hashem created Chava. Why didn't he create Chava earlier? Because Hashem knew in advance that Adam would be upset at her after this happened. So he waited till Adam realized how much he needed her, and that awareness enabled him to suppress his anger. So you need to say, also husband to wife, wife to husband, makes no difference. You see all the tremendous toivais and chasadim that they have done for you all along. So then when something is not ideal, you learn not to get angry about it, but just work through it in a normal way. To be a mensch like Adam was a mensch. Adam is a high level. The father of tshuva, and was madrich this way. Unwanted, unwarranted criticism does not accomplish anything. And even if you have to criticize, the insight is you be specific. You point out the behavior which you disapprove, but you do not attack the person. If a wife wants her husband to bring a table from the basement and he didn't do it, and he's relaxing on the couch, the appropriate way to say it, could you please bring up the table? I need to set up now for a company. Inappropriate would be saying, you're a lazy, why can't you do things I ask you, and so on. Or the husband may say, I really wish you would not let the dishes stay in the sink overnight. Okay, that is constructive. You don't say you're a messy housekeeper, or you're schlamazel, or something like very hurtful. Derogatory terms like you're stupid, you're inefficient, you can never ever use such words. The famous story, I think it was by Rav Gifter, where a young man complained to him that his wife was a messy housekeeper, and the Rosh Hashiva came into the young man's home, took a broom, started to sweep the floor, or take out the garbage, whatever. There's different versions and different Rosh Hashivas, but that's the idea. The Gemara is very harsh with someone who humiliates a person publicly. And the Chavetz Chaim adds that it's still a serious sin, even if done in privacy. Publicly is terrible, but even privately is a very serious sin. We cover the challah Friday night because the halacha says that the bracha of bread you takes comes before the bracha of wine. And over here by Kiddush, we make the bracha of wine first for Kiddush before we eat the challah. So the challah would be humiliated, quote unquote, because it was passed over. So we protect the challah from being shamed by covering the challah. So challah, we know, cannot feel, cannot be humiliated. But the requiring, the requirement to cover the challah, our chachamim wanted to heighten the sensitivity to people's feelings. People do feel, and we should work very carefully to avoid humiliating them. It's interesting, l'chaira, you could say that it's done specifically Friday night because Shabbos is the time of shalom. It's the lesson of shalom bayis. It's the ideal of shalom bayis then to teach you this lesson. Never embarrass, never humiliate. Even challah, which doesn't have feelings, we make sure not to humiliate kolshkein v'kolshkein, your own wife and your own husband. So instead, when you're upset and you calm down, that's number one, you specify the incident what you disapprove rather than just saying you always do this or you never do that. For example, you call her by name or lovingly next time. Let's discuss a major purchase in advance. Let's see what the Consumer Reports has to say. Maybe other models of this big thing we bought would have other features we were enjoy, or, you know, but you don't say, you always buy things without consulting me. You never do research. You never. That is basically you're indicating this person has a long-standing character flaw. Don't do that. Isolate it to the single act of whatever it is that was the problem. Don't spread it out to the whole pattern of behavior. That's very, very important. Because the idea is also, if let's say your spouse didn't follow these rules and they criticize harshly or they criticize in anger, and this is hard, but we need to work on doing this, don't respond accordingly. Two wrongs do not make one right. Wait it out. When you cool down, then you could say, I heard your criticism. I want to be corrected when I'm wrong, but when it's done with anger, I could get defensive and I may not hear the message. Something like that. Don't make two wrongs, don't make a right. And don't, even if your spouse, your husband or wife, treated you harshly in the criticism, it's natural to want to respond back in an angry way, to fight back, hold yourself back, calm down. Not that you swallow it and burn up inside, no. After you calm down, you could say pretty much what you say. You know, when you do say something in anger, I am defensive, it doesn't tune in. I need you to speak with more the respect, even when you're upset about something. We could talk it over. You don't have to attack. That felt like an attack. And also not to tease. You know, sometimes it's good-natured, it's cute. People may think it's cute, but very often intended good humor touches a raw nerve and causes emotional pain. The Maral brings down in a Havas Reya Perek Beis in the Siva Shalom that the Gemara recognizes the emotional sensitivity of women. So the Maral says that particularly because the husbands are generally more dominant in the home, he has to be very wary of his wife's sensitivities. The Gemara Bamatzia says this also, Shem Rav, be cautious not to hurt your wife because they're emotionally sensitive and they're moved to tears more easily. And therefore, they have to be careful. The truth is that men have their own set of sensitivities. That for the women, they need to be careful. So by working on these things, by the personal hygiene and just in general, in the bedroom area in particular, to treat each other with a derech eretz, like we described in the beginning of this year, and being careful when you criticize how you do it, and in a healthy way, you come through afterwards and you become closer and you become stronger with each other. And you create a special love and consideration between each other that grows as you go more and more deeper into practicing these things. And as we said in the Shiurim earlier from the Rambam, respect, even before the love is felt, respect, real healthy respect. Bracha v'atzlacha.